Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
It's time for morning motivation with Big Papa, and today is freaking fabulous Friday, baby. You thought Big Papa was gonna miss you today, didn't you? Oh, never rule Big Papa out. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. Usually if I'm up by 2:30 in the morning, like, I'm maniacal by this point. But not so maniacal this morning. But I'm up and at it, and it's freaking fabulous Friday. And I just had the thought, how does it feel to be amazing? I'm asking you that question, seriously. Like, how does it feel to be a freaking fabulous, amazing person? Because that's what you are. You are a freaking fabulous, you're a freaking nature. You're freaking nature. That's what you really are. You're freaking nature because you are loving and kind and understanding, and you are compassionate, and you are patient, and you're persistent, and you're just amazing. You do so much for so many people. And Big Papa just wanted to take a moment this morning and just say thank you for being you. I am grateful to you because you bring positive vibrations into the world. And by bringing positive vibrations into the world, you, my friend, bring positive vibrations into my life. Because I believe that we are all connected. We're all connected. There's no separation. We're all just cells in a big body of God love. And I just so appreciate you showing up every morning, even though the mornings you don't want to, you show up in the day and you're just you. And it's just it's an amazing, beautiful thing. And I just want you to look in the mirror this morning and I want you to just say to yourself, say, you're a freaking amazing person. You're a freaking amazing. Big Papa says, I am a freaking nature because I'm a freaking amazing person. So I just think it's awesome. And I wanted to tell you that. So I was pulling out of the driveway this morning and I was thinking, well, there's a cop rolling up on me. Hang on a minute. Oh, I think maybe he's telling me to turn my light off. Yeah. So, you know Big Papa has a... I love that question. I can't wait to go ask my children. Big Papa has problems with authority, so you know that light's going to come back on as soon as he gets on down the road a little bit. So I was pulling out of the driveway, and I just had this crazy thought. You know, I'm going to be 46 years old June 4th. So June 4th, I'm going to be 46 years old, and I started my first mental health clinic when I was 25. So I was 25 and I started an outpatient intensive in-home clinic in Ardmore, Oklahoma. That's crazy. And that means, and so within a year, I had 30 therapists, counselors, teachers, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and we had 3 offices. Within a year. So by the time I was 26, we were doing all that. And it was a really cool experience. And some of you who know Christy, who runs the Post Institute, handles all your book orders and product orders and stuff like that. Well, I first met Christy in Ardmore. So I met Christy 20 years ago. And she's still just as cool now as she was then. She's probably cooler, I think, maybe. I don't know. She's always been pretty cool. So if you ever have an opportunity to chop it up with Christy, please do that. She can't help but just be a beautiful, loving, bright figure. But 20 years I have been, like, directly doing mental health work, therapy work, trauma work, attachment work. I was so fortunate because I got into attachment very early in my career. But before that, I was doing intensive in-home work in Fort Worth, in the kind of the some of the slummier areas of Fort Worth, just working with a lot of poverty families. I was doing juvenile probation, intensive in-home work. That's kind of the clientele I got started with. And I just think, you know, there's been so many ups and downs during that 20 years, and there have been so many people. There have been so many people over that 20-year period of time that just, I know they just wished I would go away. And they probably thought I was going to go away. And here I am. I'm still here. Bigger than ever, baby. And it's good, because that's the power of persistence. That is the power of faith. And that is the power of focus. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. His name's Douglas. I've known Douglas for 15, maybe 16 years. And it's so hard to believe that he is 71 years old, and he's a trauma therapist too. He's out in LA. Douglas is 71 years old, and the dude is still swimming with whale sharks, biking, he's going skiing. He's told me about an experience he had recently. I talked about it on the Post Daily Dose last night, where he was riding this horse in Mexico that was trying to bite him, and it beat him up real good. And that night, this is a 71-year-old man. This is how cool this is. That night, he woke up and his body was aching and in pain, and he just dropped into some trauma memories, and woke his partner up, and he just processed the stuff and realized that how he was feeling from that horse was how he used to feel when his dad would abuse him. And he just went deep into it, because he's awesome like that. And he told me yesterday, he said, man, I think I feel less fearful than I have in a long time. And it's because he just helped in his body integrated a trauma memory that he's been carrying for a long time. And so it's so cool to think that at 71, Douglas has been a trauma therapist, I think, for something like 40 years. You know, he did some acting in LA for a while, and then he just kind of found his passion, and he just knows so much of so many different things. And so it's just cool. And I mean, I'm going to be that place too. I'll be doing this stuff for the next 40 years. Maybe not as, I think it'll be a lot gentler, a lot kinder, a lot calmer when I'm 80. That'd be really cool. So I don't know why I'm telling you all that, other than it's just freaking fabulous Friday. You're just freaking amazing. And I just thought I'd share a little bit about what that journey is. So yeah, I got up at 2:30 this morning. I didn't do anything. I haven't done anything. Actually, I've been binge watching this show called Bosch on Amazon Prime. It's a detective series, and I just really enjoy looking at it, and that's what I wanted to do this morning. And I thought, you know, I'll go to the gym a little bit later, and it'll be all good. And so it is all good. And then, you know, I feel good. I'm going to have a great workout this morning, and I'm going to have a great day. And you're going to have a great day too, because you are just that freaking amazing. So I want you to go out and hug somebody. Because you're so freaking amazing, I want you to hug 5 people. Give 5 people hugs, random. Just random hugs. Just hug them. Because you are a blessing in this life. And you are a blessing to me. And with that, God bless you. Big Papa loves you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you back here in Morning Motivation. Monday morning, baby. Go get it done. Be beautiful. See you guys.